Audio Bookshelf presents Lives of the Musicians, Good Times, Bad Times, and What the Neighbors Thought, by Kathleen Krull, read by John C. Brown and Melissa Hughes.
A note from the author. The life stories of famous musicians, Bach, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Woody Guthrie, are familiar to many. But what were they like really? What kind of children were they? How did they die? And what went on in between? What did they eat? What did they wear? How did they spend their money? What were their phobias, quirks, and bad habits? Who were their significant others? And what did the neighbors think? Music is not a quiet career. Most interesting of all, what is it like to live a truly creative life? The musicians in this book, representing different countries, historical periods, and musical styles, do have things in common. About their music, they had a perseverance and single-mindedness that led not only to success, but also to eccentricities, sometimes amusing, sometimes sad. Of all of them, it could be said that their work shook up the times they lived in. It provoked riots, Stravinsky and Satie, led to death threats, Prokofiev, required police to control the crowds, Schumann, shaped entire generations of students, Boulanger, created wealthy superstars, Gilbert and Sullivan, was condemned as addictive and immoral, Joplin, and left blood on the piano keys, Gershwin. Music that we think of today as acceptable, classic, or even staid, often caused passion and controversy during its time. Beethoven thought that through his music he could change the world.